When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Thursday. Steve Sipple, Jake Swartz, and Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Steve Schindler have going on today in Creighton at Midwest Bank, Bill?
Youth education. Youth education for those 14 and up. Really, if you try to slide someone at age 12, Steve will
14 and up.
Steve will let some other if parents are with him, will help him in. What he has is he's got six early 70s pickups lined up outside, out front. And what his education today is, he's going to teach clutch driving and three on the tree. Clutch driving and three on the tree. Remember three on the tree?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Kids these days, they don't know how to drive with a clutch. It's everything's automatic. They don't know how to.
They don't. I'm serious about this now.
They don't know. No, they don't know. Have no
you
idea.
Can't find clutch.
I'm guilty of that. Yeah. I'm guilty.
You have no idea. So you have to. It's an art. Me and Steve drove a lot of clutches.
Motorcycles are clutch.
Clutches.
It's but the same thing.
But yeah, it's a little. I think even the motorcycles are probably a little easier than the vehicle, the truck.
Probably a little easier.
Remember the pickup had the big long one with the knobby on it right there?
Love
and you had
those.
to kind of find the spot.
And find neutral too.
You get a couple of those and you grind them a little bit.
100.
Oh, and then backing up.
I love the long stick.
The long stick with the knob.
Don't find those.
It'd say right on there. First, second, third, fourth, reverse. Remember getting to find reverse over
hard
here?
Hard to find.
And if you're driving the clutch too, and also you're on a little bit of a hill. And you just have to stop sign or something like that, or a light you come to. Okay, this will come and roll back a little
bit.
You've
got to ride the clutch.
You got to be able to ride the clutch a little bit. You got to teach him that. Don't burn the clutch out. Burn the clutch out.
I've always thought that was overrated. Yeah. Greg might weigh in on that, but I learned how to drive a Jeep, so I learned how to drive, thankfully, on a clutch. A Jeep, a CJ5. Back in the day, they were all stick.
Yeah.
Stick.
Steve Schindler had... a stick. He had a Volkswagen he brought over, and I'd get to drive it. A little.
No kidding.
That was stick, and then learn how to drive.
No
off
kidding.
Of that. So I'd drive it, and I was like.
So the Volkswagen had a stick.
Had a stick, absolutely. Jake, can you drive one?
No. Stick shift? No. I wish I could drive a stick shift.
You could learn in 10 minutes.
I'd like to learn that.
I taught myself at age 14.
A good life lesson.
Everyone growing up in our era, and obviously young, they're older than us too. You had to drive one at some point in time. So you had to have some idea kind of what's going on. So you need to have that. It's a knowledgeable thing. It's an education. So they have six pickups there. And then the old school one, Jake, which is different, was three on the tree. You know what that is?
I have no idea what that is.
It's a three
is.
Speed,
no
and the shifting knob was on the... Was like
that one I've never driven.
Yeah, that was three. I've only driven one a couple times, but that was a common.
Really rare.
Three on the tree.
Weren't they rare?
That was rare. Yeah, that was rare. So it was up here, three on the tree.
I learned to drive our CJ5 because Bill would understand this. My dad and mom were gone, and I backed the Jeep into the street accidentally, clutch.
Yes.
And I had to get it back in.
Yeah.
So that's how I learned. I was like, I got to get this back in the driveway. So I got to figure this out. And I figured it out. And then I would drive it around the block sometimes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then pretty soon I was like, okay, I could drive this in town.
What, approximate age, how old are you?
I was 14.
Yeah. 14.
13, there was 14, never, 14. Never a time when you grew up in our era that when your parents were gone, they didn't drive the car around the block. It, once you got to about 13 or 14 years old, that was
100
common knowledge that when they left, you got in the car and you drove it. That was, and then just, we had a little gravel road we drove up down. Then also it's like, you know what?
Let's whip around
the block one time, see what happens. Because guess what? No one really turned you in. Nope. No one said anything. It was just,
no. They'd be happy. Some of the people would be like kind of impressed. Like, oh, look at little Sipple.
Yeah, exactly. He's doing a pretty good job. Look at him. He's 12 years old. He's driving around.
Driving the car. He's driving that big Oldsmobile.
My dad learned to drive that same thing. He's like, well, you could go all of a sudden, you know, up and down the alley. His dad would let him do that. And then guess what he did?
Kept going.
You know what? Nothing's really stopping me.
Go to the store.
There's no fence here. I can keep right on driving.
It's exhilarating.
Yeah. Yes. Anything from the text line?
I tried to drive a tractor at Elizabeth's their farm in Crofton a couple years ago. It didn't go well with the clutch. Yeah, I needed help. I was very confused.
That's okay.
That's a lot.
I was embarrassed and more confused than embarrassed. I'm like, this is a lot going on here.
Well, you got to get through those initial moments where it's like you think you're ruining the engine.
I sure thought that was the case.
You just got to keep with it. Yeah. And then, you know, then what happens is, Bill knows this, there's this exhilarating moment where you figure out the clutch.
Oh, when you're whipping in from like second to third, third to fourth.
Someone right there says, was it going from second to third shift isn't the best feeling of all time.
It's a feeling.
It's exhilarating.
It is. It's a feeling. You kind of feel like you feel the RPMs coming up.
Yep. And then you got it. Yeah. Then you got it. Yeah, you hear that motor? Do you hear motorcycles? I know the sound.
I know that sound.
You really hear it with motorcycles.
Yeah, and Steve brought it all about today. He wants to help the
Cindy.
Youth.
Cindy.
Right there.
He's teaching him now. Does he have multiple teachers?
He has multiple teachers. He's brought in some farmers.
There's some stress involved in that.
That's stressful.
It is.
Yeah, first of all,
they'll pop the clutch.
Engine's dead. It's all right. It's okay.
That's what you did to the tractor. I bet you killed it.
I bet you killed it.
The tractor's going to die.
Well, you killed it, probably.
I didn't kill it. I made a mistake.
Literally killed it.
It's still alive.
You killed the engine. Yeah.
Kill the engine. Yeah. What's going on in the text line?
We have a lot of response here before I move on from the text line. Someone said, I learned on Plymouth 3 on a tree. Three on a Plymouth. Let's see. WIB says, I learned to drive a 3 on the tree. 72 pickup while hauling hay.
See? That's better times. Wow.
No AI then.
Oh, no.
No.
Listen to some fake Al Michaels while you're doing that? Probably not.
No.
AM radio.
Kelly says, hey, Bill, guys, my mechanic told me to switch to automatic to save money.
Okay.
That's no fun, though.
No, I mean, that makes sense. It makes sense.
Kellen in Sutherland says, I taught myself on a 1966 Dodge Coronet 3 on the tree, circa 2002.
There's a lot of 3 on the trees.
A lot of 3 on the trees, yeah.
I never drove it.
But just saying it's cool. Hey, can you drive 3 on the tree? Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
Too Ripped to Quit says, I learned on a 65 convertible Mustang 3-speed.
Oh, no, you badass.
That'd be pretty cool. Oh, God, yes. Better times.
Someone says, this is from Jennifer at the Navant Nutrition and Wellness. She says, awesome. We made all 5 kids learn on a clutch before they could drive an automatic.
Cool parenting tips. Also tied into FDIC.
Absolutely.
They've tied it into FDIC.
Made all 5 kids do it. It's smart. Because if you can drive a car clutch, you can drive a motorcycle clutch. And if you can drive a motorcycle clutch, you can drive a car clutch.
Absolutely. I agree with that. It's the same principle.
Crowbait says, my brother-in-law gave me a 2-minute crash course on how to drive stick. Second time I ever drove stick, I was driving my new 04 Eclipse home from Columbus, and it's still my daily driver today.
Whoa.
2 minutes. Crash course.
No, you can do it, Jay.
He's still driving the Eclipse today?
The 2004 Eclipse, and he's still driving it today.
Thank you.
There's a feel. You could do it. It would take you 5 minutes to learn.
Could someone maybe send in a photo? I'd like to have a photo like that. Be a 1972 Chevy, maybe, pickup, and what the big stick looked like. It was. Long. I can see it.
You're talking like
right
about
now.
3 feet.
3 feet long, yeah. Jake. It was like
I know the stick you're talking about. 3 feet long.
And you put your hand in it, and then you'd ride with that baby right on
it. It was cool.
You'd ride with your hand on that. Oh. Better times.
Yeah. A lot of people are interested in this. They like that.
Much
the
better.
Stick shift.
Yeah. Much better times.
Manual.
No way. Well,
we've kind of went overboard there, I know, because we also threw in this also collided with cool parenting all at the same time.
Well, we
thank
have
you,
next
Jennifer.
Still, yeah, thank Jennifer, you. Thank you. That is thanks to Steve Schindler at Midwest Bank for always sponsoring Hour 2 on Early Break. 464-5685, call or text as always. I was reading an article by Steve Sipple of Husker Steve Online on Sipple. Three.
Hut, hut up!
This is not better times.
The article
this
was,
is not better
was
times.
About the effect of social media on athletes.
Mm-hmm.
So this I would ask you, based time. On this, how
That's
much does
article.
Social media affect athletes of all levels? Sip, you talked to Gus Felder, Nebraska's Director of Football Player Development, about this.
Well, it was interesting. I mean, not everybody thinks of this stuff. And when he was talking about it, it struck me how blunt he was about it. Gus Felder is Nebraska's Director of Football Player Development. He played, he was an All-American at Penn State. I don't know if Bill remembers him. He was an All-American, I don't. He was an All-American, or excuse me, All-Big Ten in 2001 and 2002. Now, that was before Twitter. That was probably
before X.
4 years before Twitter X, call it what you want. I think a Twitter X, I think I joined up in 06 or 07, 2006 or 2007. Now, what he says is that for players, it causes a lot of anxiety.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
He says a lot of pressure is placed on the guys. And I just asked him point blank, what are you talking about? Like, what kind of played babe in the woods? I mean, I know essentially what he's talking about, but then he kind of turned it. He turned it on the media. He turned it right on it, turned it right on us. He said, I got to get to it. Oh, he said this. I asked Felder for an example of how social media creates anxiety for the players. And he didn't hesitate. He turned it right on the media. He said, it's all the rankings you guys put on them, how bad you say they're doing. He said, fans have access to them through social media platforms, telling them if they're doing well or not doing well. He said, basically, it's too much immediate access to the players through these platforms. It does a number on some guys.
Yeah, there's everything. When I first read the headline, I thought it was going a little different direction. But it, because I was thinking also with just the strain of all of the visits, the photo shoots, all those things.
God. No, that's true.
That is so much of. I mean, I remember being like at LSU, and it'd be like within like seconds, like, Coach, when will those pictures be available? And I'm like, really?
That was their first question.
That,
oh, man.
It is. It's like they. All these things that they're because they're putting it out,
really.
So they have to, So you have to be.
So you are directly involved.
Absolutely, you're involved with it as a recruiting coach. You were involved, and it was stressful for that part. So they're stressed about what they're putting out for themselves, and then they're stressed on what else is being said about them.
Hmm.
So it's double. There's only this percentage of this, you know, wherever it's 8-9. It'll be a lower percentage of that by 2 or 3% of the recruitable athletes are kind of like, I don't care. I'm really good. I'm a 5-star and whatever.
The 2 to 3%.
The other ones are in that they're 2-stars, 3-stars, yep. Trying to be this, trying to be that. They're going back and forth and trying. There's a lot. So I agree with the pressure being real. And again, they're just remember when you start putting things out, if you're one of those players, and then you don't back it up, or it doesn't go your way. We say as much back it up like you failed, but it's not going your way. You're going to take some shots,
and that's what.
Or if there's someone that Nebraska, that Utah really really wants, and he goes to BYU, and he's failing at that school,
then what?
Then the fan base from Utah will have fun with it,
and it's yeah.
And they'll have they'll be
and
like,
that's rough for the kid.
Yeah, it, absolutely.
I mean, it's rough. Well, here's what Felder said, Gus Felder. He said it's rough on them because they're still maturing, still developing mentally, more so than physically. Some guys can handle what's being said to them. Some guys, they live and die on what's being said about them, negative or positive. See, that's what I need. I just need to hear that sometimes. Just it, maybe as a reminder that it does affect them. I mean, we're 50-somethings. Jake, you're a 30-something going on 50-something.
And very lean, too. Very lean. He takes care of himself.
But you're not. I'm over it, but I wasn't over it when I was in my 40s. It would bother me. I'd fire back way more, was obnoxious. Go figure.
I remember those days.
Yeah. And now
there
I just
some fights on Twitter used to have.
Oh yeah. And then I just was like, then it hit me. Everybody is getting it. Like everybody, nobody's immune. The most like Bob Costas gets it hard.
Just listen to any this after any playoff game or a major NFL game. The announcers just get crushed.
Right.
Oh, Romo, idiot. I mean, it's like, there's some people that do love him like that, but just,
they get crushed.
You get crushed. You say one wrong thing or one little slip up, and they, so everybody, if you're out there, oh, wow.
Well, that's what I would tell those kids is I tell the players, look, everybody gets it, not just you. Everybody's getting it. Your teammates are getting it. Your coaches are getting it. Yeah. They're getting it hard. The journalists are getting it too. Everybody's getting it. So what I realize is who cares? Yeah. It's just a bunch of noise. I mean, it doesn't really matter that much. But it's hard to tell a teenager that, you know.
Yeah, so that pressure is real.
It is.
But sometimes, with that being said, they bring some of it on themselves because they're out there all the time on their own social media.
Yeah, get off
it. And they're posting and doing things. Right. So that's going to... Sometimes you do lead yourself down a path.
Yes, if you are active in posting photos, videos, or just going back and forth with people, that's on you. Yeah. That's on you.
Mm. But there is so much truth to it that I'm with Sip on this one. Earlier on in my career, I would look at some things on what was being said.
Mm-hmm.
The last 15. Not at all. Yeah, I have no idea even what the fan base was at LSU. And we had a ton of success, but I'm sure there's things probably said that weren't great. And there's no way around, but it is true. If you don't read it, you have no idea that
and
it's
it doesn't
there.
Matter.
It doesn't really matter. No, it doesn't matter. And it's also the thing that can get you is you can have like one person can make one comment on Twitter and you're just like, vroom. It's like, hang on. It's one. There's no chance. I mean, there's people that hate our show.
Right.
There is. There's people that like absolutely despise our show and would probably talk. They probably say it on air or on Twitter or whatever.
Wherever it is.
Which is fine. Right. But if you read that every day, you know, like that part of things.
It'd wear you out.
It'd wear you out.
It'd wear you out.
So he's what.
Gus Felder.
You nailed it, Steve. You nailed the article.
Gus Felder.
Well,
Gus Felder nailed it. Now, he did bring in another element to the conversation, what was interesting, which is these camps. And he has kids in these camps, Gus Felder and his wife. And he says that they want likes. He says, you go to a summer camp, me and my wife are doing it, he said, and the kids want everything recorded for them right away. You are in that world. And he says, forget about how well they did in the drill. They run to you and say, do you have the video? So their focus is off what's most important. They're not worried about getting better. They're worried about what video they can post so people can have access to them and give them likes. It's so much about likes. And we all kind of do that,
we're
right?
We're guilty of that.
Yeah, we all kind of do it. And that's, I mean, that's not better times that we run to some social media platform and see how many likes there are. That's not better times.
It's pretty sad, honestly. It's sad. It's kind of sad.
It's okay. No, it is.
It's sad.
It is.
That and posting pictures of your meal.
Eaten before it. Sipped us after the meal, though,
after the meal, which is, I appreciate that, but I just carnaged some ribs.
Look at, but the one just that killed. Just
I wasn't thinking.
Yeah, that there's like, said, like, all of a sudden I'm getting on my tangent like that. The meal and then the so blessed.
I am freaked out by the meal thing.
The meal thing.
When I'm eating with somebody, and it happens quite a bit.
Phone eats first.
They'll be 20 on there today.
They'll say phone eats first.
The phone eats first.
Yes.
I'm like, terrible. Why do you got to do that?
It's terrible.
Why?
Yeah. Come on.
The picture
just
of the meal.
Eat the damn food.
Look at my Twitter thing. You won't see any meals on there. You'll never see them.
Just
meal.
The one after meal you sent to us in the group chat.
That was a group chat. Yeah. After I ate a barbecue plate.
But the pre-meal, I'm just like, the phone.
Why?
Yeah, that's why. That's what, and people, hope I get some likes about this prime rib. Really?
Why? Why do you need that?
Never one time last night when my food came, and I'm like going, hang on real quick. Give me my phone.
I got to post it on Twitter real quick.
You know, you're not like that. You're not like that.
If you're so one of those blessed. People, reevaluate yourself.
So blessed.
So blessed is my verb, but that's the worst.
So blessed. Shut up.
I'm sending pictures of my personal life.
Speaking of, so blessed.
Before we get to break, speaking of blessed, you know who is blessed? Scott Miller, Lincoln Industries. He could be the governor and the mayor of Nebraska.
Simultaneous Scott?
At the same time. Also being at Lincoln Industries. He does everything.
Yes.
That was an amazing use of simultaneous.
Simultaneous.
You are growing in your job right now.
Thank you, Steve.
You are growing.
He's getting better at work.
Simultaneous Scott?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
How about that?
Good job.
He works at Lincoln Industries, and you can too. It's a great place to work. They got all available. All shifts are hiring right now at Lincoln Industries.
They're all hiring.
LincolnIndustries.com. Check it out today. You can work for a man that could be the governor and mayor at the same time.
Simultaneously. He's the two-legged stool. That's what he's running.
Himself.
He's running the state of Nebraska and Lincoln Industries. How incredible is that?
And Lincoln Industries is hiring all shifts.
All shifts.
Nice to hear.
They are rolling right now. And also, Scott has downplayed this right now, but it's been approved. It's not up, but it's been approved. There will be a statue of Scott outside of Lincoln Industries.
Right. Oh, God.
There will be a statue of Scott outside.
Life size?
Life size. Actually, larger than life size.
In a suit?
What's that? In a suit.
In a suit.
In a suit, yes.
Ooh.
When is the unveiling? Can we part of the we want to be a part of the unveiling.
Yeah, we will. It's going to be next spring.
Next spring.
Next spring. We'll March 31st.
We'll be there for the Scott Miller
is there
statue
a March 31st?
Unveiling.
Is there?
There is a March 31st.
There is.
That's a real date.
That's a real date. When I said it, I thought, I go, hang on a second.
If you said February 31st.
Yeah, that'd been bad.
No, that doesn't exist, Bill.
That doesn't exist.
Okay, we'll look forward to the unveiling.
Unveiling.
Next
simultaneous Scott. Thank you for leading Lincoln and the state.
And Lincoln Industries.
He might dabble as a senator, too, if he gets some free time.
Apply today at LincolnIndustries.com. Bills, thrills, cool parenting tips Thursday next on Early Break on The Ticket.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.